It's December 11, 2009. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer, and I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. Editor and publisher, the main trade magazine covering the newspaper industry, will be closed down at the end of the year. That's according to owner Nielsen Company, which sold titles such as Billboard and The Hollywood Reporter to E5 Global Media, but shuttered E&P and Kirkus Reviews. E&P has a history dating back to 1884, and the news shocked its staffers, who thought the magazine might live on as an online publication. We're part of a besieged industry, magazine publishing, and we're covering another besieged industry, newspapers, so it's kind of a double whammy, said E&P editor Greg Mitchell, known for hounding the press for not questioning the Iraq War. Mitchell hopes that a white knight might still appear for E&P and buy the magazine or website. Longtime E&P columnist Steve Outing said, "I can't say that I'm surprised. Indeed, the only surprise was that the magazine and website lasted this long." End quote. In other news, America Online is now again a standalone company, after being spun off from Time Warner. AOL's merger with Time Warner 9 years ago was hailed as a mega merger of technology and media, but is now seen as one of the worst corporate mergers of all time. AOL lost 2% of its value on the first day of trading yesterday, but gained that back and then some today. Eric Sherman of BNet outlines all of AOL's challenges, from a dwindling base of dial-up subscribers to massive layoffs to plans for a partially automated freelance content factory. Plus, AOL has a deal with Google to serve its search functions and ads, though Google could renegotiate that deal at the end of the next year. Despite those challenges, Silicon Alley insiders Henry Blodgett, a former stock analyst during the dot-com boom, predicted that AOL is actually undervalued and that it could well succeed in creating the, quote, Time Inc. of the 21st century. Blodgett thinks AOL could sell those dial-up subscribers a new subscription service, but time will tell if CEO Tim Armstrong can make the turnaround work. Now it's time for just one question. I talked with Jennifer Saba, senior editor of Editor and Publisher magazine. My question? Was Romanesco really to blame for the death of E&P?
And to comment on our, you know, demise, I think part of what happened was classifieds. And I think when people say Romanesco killed E&P, it's almost shorthand for, like, Craigslist killing newspapers. E&P made tons of money on classified ads. And E&P also made tons of money when newspapers actually advertised, which is sort of a vestige of the past. Romanesco in a lot of ways helped us too. I mean, it gave us, you know, he gave us a lot of publicity by linking, and we got a lot of traffic from him.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, what killed E&P magazine? Our last poll question was, who will benefit most from the Comcast-NBC merger? 32% said no one because it's a lousy deal. 26% said Comcast. 16% said GE because it exits content. And one person said everyone benefits but consumers. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog IdeaLab at pbs.org/IdeaLab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.